U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York is outraged that Congress failed to pass legislation that would have provided health care to sick veterans exposed to toxic burn pits. 25 supporters of the bill switched their stance during a last-minute revote in the Senate on Wednesday.
This is the worst form of over-politicization I've literally ever seen. This is total BS. We had the votes. We had strong bipartisan support for this bill. And at the 11th hour, Senator Toomey decides that he wants to rewrite the bill, change the rules, and tank it.
Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey says Republicans rejected the bill because it would reclassify nearly $400 billion in discretionary VA spending. Toomey called this a slush fund that would add to America's $28 trillion debt. You're listening to After All Things, WSHU's daily news update from the Connecticut, New York region. Catholic schools in Connecticut are making a comeback post-pandemic. New technology could help prevent car accidents in the state, and bail reform has become a flashpoint in the race for governor of New York. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garone. A report from the National Catholic Education Association found that while Connecticut's Catholic schools saw a sharp decline in enrollment during the COVID-19 pandemic, enrollment is now on the rebound. WSHU's Mike Lyle reports.
Data from the National Catholic Education Association shows that the number of students enrolled in Catholic schools across the country decreased by 2.8% from 2019-2020 to 2021-2022. In Connecticut, the numbers showed that enrollment decreased more than twice that, by 6.4%, when compared to pre-pandemic levels. However, the Diocese of Bridgeport has seen a 10% jump in admissions in the past year as the state emerges from the pandemic. The Archdiocese of Hartford is projecting a 6% increase in elementary school enrollment. A total of 14 Catholic schools either closed or merged across Connecticut between the years of 2019-2020 and 2021-2022. Nine of them occurred in the Archdiocese of Hartford. Mike Lyle, WSHU News.
Today, the Connecticut Bond Commission approved $20 million for technology that might help curb a spike in wrong-way driver accidents on state highways. WSHU's Ebong Odama reports.
There have been 11 wrong-way driver accidents with 20 fatalities on Connecticut highways since the beginning of the year. That's an unusually high number. State Transportation Deputy Commissioner Garrett Ucolito says studies show driver impairment from high blood alcohol levels in 80% of the accidents.
In many cases, they were at 0.2 BAC, in some cases over 0.3, which is a substantial high alcohol impairment. I believe in two of the cases, there was also cannabis in the system, but presence of cannabis does not indicate impairment.
The state increased road signage and pavement markings and put green arrows instead of green lights to direct people where to go, but still the crashes have continued. The new technology includes a 360-degree camera system wired to flashing lights to warn drivers that they're going the wrong way on the highway. It's part of $482 million in transportation projects agreed to by the commission. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.
The candidates for governor of New York could not feel more differently about bail reform laws. More on that after headlines and a message from our supporter.
Support for After All Things comes from Hartford HealthCare. More COVID vaccine answers at hartfordhealthcare.org/vaccine or 833-621-0600.
There are now 28 confirmed cases of monkeypox in Connecticut, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. That's up from 16 last week. Connecticut has 2,000 doses of the monkeypox vaccine. So far, over 630 doses have been distributed, and officials say there's more on the way. Monkeypox is spread through direct contact with infectious rashes, scabs, or bodily fluids. A former U.S. Marine from Long Island is accused of plotting mass murders at a New York synagogue. Federal prosecutors allege that Matthew Belanger is a member of a far-right neo-Nazi group who sought to reduce, quote, the number of minority residents in the country. He was arrested in June on firearms charges and has pleaded not guilty this week. Belanger, after a two-year stint in the Marines, was discharged after investigators found nearly 2,000 images, videos, and documents related to white power groups in his possession. Police found a woman and three children ages 5 to 12 dead at a home in Connecticut. Officers went to the home in Danbury on Wednesday for a well-being check and found the three children dead in a house and a woman dead in the shed in the backyard. Police say that the children died by strangulation and the mother's death was by hanging. They said it appeared to be an isolated incident and there was no immediate threat to the public. Bail reform laws have become a flashpoint in the race for governor of New York. Republican candidate Lee Zeldin calls for repealing the reforms. Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul says she and the legislature already revised the laws in the state budget. Karen DeWitt has more.
It's been a week since Long Island Congressman Lee Zeldin thwarted a potential attacker while at a campaign event near Rochester. The accused man, David Jacobonis, like Zeldin, is a war veteran. Jacobonis also struggles with alcohol addiction and mental health issues, his lawyer has said. Jacobonis approached the candidate during his speech, wielding a plastic-pointed defense keychain. He grabbed Zeldin's arm and pulled him over before he was wrestled to the ground by aides. Jacobonis later said he mistakenly believed that Zeldin was making a speech disrespecting veterans. The Monroe County District Attorney's Office charged Jacobonis with attempted second-degree assault. That's a crime that under the state's 2019 bail reform laws is no longer eligible for bail. He was subsequently released. Zeldin, who has made his opposition to bail reform a cornerstone of his campaign, says it's a prime example of why the law needs to be repealed.
His words to me were, "You're done, you're done, you're done." As he was approaching my throat, he was charged with a violent felony. And he was released back out onto the streets.
Complicating the story, the DA, Sandra Dorley, whose office sought the charges, is a Republican and an ally of Zeldin's. She attended the rally and was listed on his campaign website as a co-chair, though she says she declined the offer to be involved with the campaign months ago after realizing it would be a conflict of interest. Federal authorities later charged Jacobonis with the crime of attacking a member of Congress with a dangerous weapon. He remains in custody after a hearing on Thursday. Zeldin's campaign released an ad highlighting the incident.
A man aggressively attacks Lee Zeldin with a weapon. Only hours later, the attacker was released under New York's dangerous cashless bail program.
Zeldin has found an ally in New York City Mayor Eric Adams, a Democrat. The mayor on Tuesday called for a special session of the legislature to repeal some of the bail reform laws. He says the catch and release approach to repeat offenders who sometimes commit violent acts after being set free without bail is harming public safety efforts and needs to stop.
Albany should consider coming and revisiting some of the violence we're seeing of repeated offenders. And we need to be clear on that. We're not talking about someone that steals an apple. We're talking about someone that has repeatedly used violence in our city. Robberies, grand larcenies, burglaries, shootings, carrying a gun.
The proposal was rejected by the state's Democratic legislative leaders. They say there's no need for a special session. The available data has not so far directly linked changes in the state's bail laws to the increase in crime. Governor Kathy Hochul, who's seeking election to a full term and is considered the front runner in the race, successfully sought some changes to bail reform in the state budget. The revisions made more crimes once again eligible for bail.
Our changes now cover repeat offenders for property crimes, theft, etc., under the bail laws. Our bail laws also cover gun crimes that had been left out before. They now cover hate crimes that had been left out before. We also gave more discretion to judges to make determinations that they did not have before, allowing them to examine factors such as the severity of the crime, were guns involved.
Hochul says the changes also closed a loophole that resulted in cases being dismissed due to technicalities, like some missing information. The governor says she's not going to call a special session because there's no consensus among Democrats on further rescinding bail reform laws. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
for the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut. You can listen on the radio or anytime online at WSHU.org. After All Things is supported by Hartford HealthCare. And everything you hear on WSHU is made possible with support from listeners like you, so thank you. That's going to do it for me today. Have a fantastic weekend. I'm Sabrina Garone. Talk to you Monday.